Mind you, since if you do recreate it, it's quite awkward to find a place you want. We've tried to design the presentation so it won't stop and rewind too often. But there are. The first section of the tape. It goes with module 1.
That introduction shows the importance the Open University attaches to making its materials user-friendly. Also notice how much effort is made to help students get the most out of the audiovisual package. For example,
where is the axon? Where are the dendrites? And so on. Can you distinguish between the synapses by which other cells influence this cell, and those by which this cell influences others. Also,
Fred has only just told you. Stopping the tape whenever they're told, doing the activity, restarting the tape. In fact, British Open University students frequently do not do as they're told. I expect most students don't. So developers of audio packages need to take account of this and include flexibility in their design. For example, the audio cassette should not be so dependent on the activities that it's useless without them. It should make some sense even if students listen all the way through without stopping. So, to summarise those last two points, help students to navigate through your materials, but give them the option to deviate from your scheme of work if they wish. Well, that's the end of this cassette. You now need to return to where you left off reading Study Guide 1. But you may feel you want to replay this audio band after you finish the present section.